Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at this really interesting set of rules. It's called 30 Rules of Trading.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
You know, you might be thinking like, oh, trading, you know, Wall Street. Not really my thing.
Right.
But you know what I found really interesting about these rules?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually like surprisingly relatable, mm-hmm. even if you're not, you know, a trader.
Yeah, I found that too.
There's some really good life advice kind of sprinkled in there. Like,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they're very practical, a lot of really good insights, and they're written with a sense of humor, I think,
mm-hmm.
which makes them fun to read, even if you're, you know, again, not a trader.
Yeah.
You don't know a stock from a stalk of celery. It's still, they're good.
So let's just jump right in.
Yeah.
Rule number one throws down the gauntlet. Humility is key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The market is a force of nature. Respect it. So don't assume you're smarter than the market, right? I mean,
that's just
a good dose of reality right there.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me of that saying, buying a weak stock is like betting on a slow horse.
Really?
It's kind of funny, but it's like, you know what? There's something to be said for picking your battles.
Exactly.
And that's true for life, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's knowing your limitations, right?
Yeah.
And that actually kind of ties into this idea of cognitive biases, right?
Absolutely.
Like you think, you know. But do you really?
Right. And you know, one of them that comes to mind is this idea of confirmation bias. We have a tendency to look for information that already confirms our beliefs.
Yeah.
And it's true about stocks, too. We get an idea in our head and we only look for the data that supports that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that humility piece is so important.
For sure. All right. Rule number two. This one hits a little hard.
Okay.
Emotional traders want to give the discipline their money. Ouch.
Oh, I know, right? That one is so true.
Right.
But it's so true because so much of this comes down to, you know, fear and greed, right?
Yeah.
These emotions that kind of hijack our brains. And then we end up making decisions that aren't always in our best interest.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was like one of the first stock trades I ever made.
Yeah.
You know, I first started out. And it was purely based on like FOMO and like seeing everybody else do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way.
Mm.
But it's so true. Like those emotions can just completely take over.
They do. That's why having a plan is so crucial.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got that plan and you stick to it, even when your emotions are telling you to do something else,
yeah,
that is so, so important.
So how do we balance that with like, because there's this other rule about, you know, trends being our friends, but then again, like they're only our friends until they're not. So are we just like blindly following the crowd then?
Well, you've hit on a really important point, and it's that balance between recognizing, hey, trends are powerful. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why these trends exist. But to your point, assuming they're going to last forever, that's dangerous. So it's more about understanding when those trends are shifting,
right,
and then adjusting your approach accordingly. Just like life.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to adapt.
Yeah.
And that's part of the discipline too. The discipline is not just sticking to your plan no matter what, but knowing when to be flexible.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's not about being stubborn.
Exactly.
It's about being flexible, but within like a certain, you know, framework.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. This next rule, this is the one that really like threw me for a loop. It says, you do not have to be right more than you are wrong to make money in the market.
Wait, what? How is that possible?
Well, that's where risk management comes in. It's more about like cutting your losses early if something's not working out the way you thought it would, but letting your profits run.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's really not about winning every single trade. It's more about looking at that overall strategy. Small losses.
Oh, I see.
Big wins.
It's a long game.
Okay. Okay, that makes way more sense. Okay, shifting gears a bit here. There's this other rule that really caught my eye. It says, analyze the people, not the stock.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Like even outside of a trading context?
Well, you know, it gets to this idea that like ultimately markets are driven by human behavior, right?
Correct.
And we as people can be, let's just say, a little irrational at times.
Totally.
So, you know, things like fear, greed, the herd mentality, just like in any social situation, if you can kind of step back and observe those dynamics.
Right.
You can start to get ahead.
It's like that saying, the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent, right? So it's like,
yes.
You know, it is all about that emotional control piece too.
100%.
So we talked about like the unpredictable nature of the market, the importance of strategy. But I think like this idea of like the human element is kind of like the hidden layer, right?
Right. And it's not just understanding how other people behave, but also understanding our own tendencies, our own biases.
Exactly. So I guess the big question is, how much of this, like, trading wisdom can we actually apply to, like, real life?
Yeah.
Outside of the, you know, the whole Wall Street.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, more than you might think, because what are we really talking about? We're talking about risk management, managing our emotions, recognizing patterns. These are essential skills, honestly, in any field.
Right. I mean, whether you're, like, I don't know, thinking about switching careers or even just, like, trying to decide what to eat for dinner.
Right.
It's like being able to, like you said, recognize those patterns, manage those emotions.
And make an informed, calculated decision. You can apply that, whether it's stocks or anything else in your life.
That's such a good point.
Mm.
Okay. Here's a final thought. This is a really provocative one from the trading rules. Information is only valuable if no one knows about it.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. So now in the age of instant information.
Right.
Does any secret knowledge even exist anymore? It's kind of a mind bend, right?
I love it. It makes you think. That's the beauty of this, right?
Right.
It sparks more questions.
Exactly. So we're going to leave you with that thought. Hopefully you enjoyed this deep dive. And, you know, even if you never buy a stock in your life, hopefully these rules, they gave you something to, you know, kind of chew on.
Some good food for thought.
Exactly. All right. Until next time.